as we go in these days. Some people are, like some of you are saying, somehow like describing more subtle places where they are not much high waves. They are waves, but not that high. Or in other words, they are not, like we cannot feel much in this place. We cannot feel much what is going on in the feeling realm. And some of us somehow miss the adventure of feeling it, you know, the adventure of surfing with the waves, big waves, you know, this. Feeling which is like terrifying, because any time wave could be like little too high for us, kind of like this sense like that we are all the time in this, let's say, danger or about to crash, like any time this wave could be like too big for us to surf, you know, like to, how you say, like to gratefully enjoy it, you know. So anytime wave can just be like putting us like somewhere where crashing happens, and many times tears happen and little despair happens. So when we go in, and as when we swim in the ocean, like if we are on the surface, like the sea like seems very, very agitated. Yeah, it's always like, you know, very, like they are waves, you know. And then we complain because they are waves in that sea while we are swimming with the head outside. Yeah. We complain because, this is too much, like, too hard for me, or too extreme, or too big, or too small, or too, something. Something too much, you know? And somehow, like, then, slowly, we learn by experience that if surface is, like, too agitated, like, it could be as easy as putting the head in, you know. Putting the head in, then there are no waves anymore. It's like this, you know. Like if you have been in the sea, there are all these waves around, and then like suddenly you say, I don't want to deal with these waves. And then you go in, and in, everything is quiet. It seems as if the world of the surface is, you know, like it never exists before when you are in. Yeah. And then when we are in, then nothing happens. No? Then there are no waves, right? Because we are in. No? But then we also complain because, nothing is happening. Like, I'm losing my time here, you see, like, already, like, 20-some days, and you see, you know, somehow I was right to feel that that was not worth, and blah, blah, you know. So, and so it's true, they are not waves, but there are many undercurrents, you know. It's a very, very rich place under the sea. Also, like, first we cannot feel wave, but then if we see, like, if we put our these glasses, you know, then like we can see a whole life inside. We start to see like these little fishes and algae and, you know, and we start feeling these currents, like hot, cold, like many, 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 many things inside. But life asks us to, you know, as Jess was saying, like to be patient, like to go in, first to trust that it's only a matter of putting the head in, you know, it's as simple as this. But it doesn't occur to us when we are in the surface. But then, like, if we manage finally to put head in, then just waiting to become as subtle as the little fish, you know, waiting so that we can see in that what first seems dark, you know, and quiet. So it's as if we can tune in another much more subtle frequency that before we were not used to. Like, it was so noisy that that frequency, like, we were not catching it, you know. And now tuning and tuning into every day, like, into more subtle frequency. And less we feel what is going on in the feeling realm or in the emotional realm, but actually we can have a sense that something is going on. There is this that I always like, this part in the Bible where there is this Elias. I'm sure it has another name in Hebrew, but we call it Elias, like this. How you say Elias?
Eliahu.
Eliahu. Eliahu. He says, you know, like, because he was waiting for God. Actually, God said to him, like, just go in that mountain and wait for me. I will come. Right? So, you know, he even had the word of God. It's not like, us, kind of, that we are waiting and no one told us to be here, kind of. We are just total gamble, yeah? We don't know what else to do, so we come here. It's not like we have been told in a dream, this God coming and so on. We just go to this 35-day retreat and I will come and touch you. No, like, we don't, like, as far as I know, like, we somehow, this didn't happen. So Eliahu was like, lucky enough that he had the word of God, just said, go there and wait, I will come. Like, you have my promise, you know. I promise I will come. But of course, like, he was doubting, as we all do. And then, like, so Elias was there waiting, and, like, they said, like, first this huge, like, hurricane, like, huge wind that was breaking all the stones and everything was passing, and he really thought that God was that, you know, like, and so he was like, really, now God is coming for sure, yeah. And somehow God was not in that strong wind, you know. And then, like, afterwards, like, this big earthquake came, you know, breaking everything down, and he was sure again, like, for sure now is God coming, yeah? Uh-huh. Like, when this breakdown happens to us, like, all this, like, you know, like, that we feel, and it feels something huge, yeah? So we really think that is in this that we will find something, you know, in this extreme aliveness or extreme, like, something extreme needs to be. Like, we need something extreme, kind of. And then, like, so in that earthquake, also God was not there somehow. Yeah. So Eliahu was like kind of little annoyed, like kind of, you promised me and then I'm here waiting and you are not coming, right? And then this big fire came and then for sure it's there, you know. And God was not there, you know. So I think by then he was like, okay, I forget about him, you know. This must have been like bad dream, you know. And then suddenly, like this really soft wind came, yeah. And there God was, you know, in this very, very soft breeze. There God was, you know. And then, you know, I think he says, like, he covered his face and met God, something like that, you know. So how can we, you know, become so subtle that we can actually hear this soft wind that brings everything we are looking for? We keep on kind of somehow waiting for this earthquake, this fire, this big hurricane, you know. And whatever secret needs to be revealed, like, it comes like little ant, you know, like just... It comes, like, softly, like, in the right moment, just comes. And because it's the right moment, it doesn't feel, like, huge, you know. It doesn't feel like earthquake. It just feels, of course. How could it be otherwise, kind of, like, of course, you know. So again, I feel to say somehow for all of us, like to remind of this intrinsic goodness that we all have, like that we are, like somehow carry. Like we are pregnant of that. Since always, kind of. But somehow we keep on feeling that we still have to get pregnant. And then we have to do all this work of growing the belly and everything. But somehow, like, this is already in us. So if we can trust that this, like, in a very, very subtle ways, that is finding the way, you know. Like, if we give space, if we give time, and if we just remember sometimes that not everything ends in these big waves we decide to live in, but we can sometimes, like, put the head in and go to see these other realms where revelation, like, where things can be revealed, like, unveiled. There is this little story of this teacher, master, who somehow, like, he was very old and he entered this coma state. And he was in this coma, like, for 3 months. And so he was there, lying in the bed. And next to him was this disciple, you know, his favorite disciple. So this teacher was lying there, like, in coma, and for these 3 months, and suddenly this teacher, like, opened eyes, suddenly. And saw his favorite disciple and said, like, what are you doing here? Like, why are you not going, you know? And disciple said, you are the light of my life. And then guru, like, teacher said, so, like, kind of what happened here, that still you don't understand that the light is in yourself, you know. Why are you depending on that which you saw in me, if that which you saw in me is in you. Kind of saying like, if this time together that you and me spend didn't make you see that what you saw in me is in you, then like, what is this, you know? So please, like, pluck your own heart and walk away, you know. I always remember with somehow lots of gratitude, like this few times that I was lucky enough to be in this childbirth, like different woman giving birth. And I remember the first time I saw this one woman giving birth here in India. Like, of course, like many things were going on there, as you can imagine. But the main feeling that was in me was this sense of, wow, like this is so natural, like somehow like the feeling was like everything is made for that to happen. Like everything there was made for that. Like everything. So it was nothing needed to be added for this child to be born. Like the perfect conditions were there, you know. Like this very, very specific shape of the body of the mom, like very specific shape of the body of the child inside the mom. You know, the timing, these contractions, like everything was totally perfect for that to happen. And also somehow, was no other way but that to happen at that time. You know, like somehow, even if the mom didn't want that to happen at that moment, was like, not possible, you know. So, something in us knows what to do. And not only does it in that moment where it's needed, but actually like everything which is like secretly being prepared is being prepared towards that same light. You know, like that baby that was inside, we couldn't see him or her, yeah? We couldn't see, but in that darkness, without knowing him, he was being prepared to be born. So we could say, like, in a way, like, we could say nothing is happening, only belly growing, like nothing else. But actually, like, everything that was happening was leaning towards that moment of coming out. So similarly, like everything is leaning towards light naturally. So like how to support that is somehow the only somehow worry we should have, kind of like how to support that which is already walking towards the right place. Which it feels very different, like to connect with that and support that which is already moving towards, than thinking that I have to make like the path, and then I have to walk the path, and then, you know, I have to, you know, it's very different this feeling, like to connect with that which knows how to walk and where to walk, rather than like thinking that I don't know where to go and I don't know how to walk and I don't know like how to make it. Yeah. Because of course, like, I don't know, but something knows. So, and it feels, you know, like here in India, like you want to pluck something and suddenly like to pluck, you have to pluck one thing, right? And you have like 20 holes in the wall. And, you know, you have to try different holes, but the holes are there, you know, electricity, everything is there. But you have to somehow find which is the right plug to put, you know. And this is our only kind of, the only thing for what our strength or our determination is needed, like to find this connection. The rest is there, like is everything is there. So it would be like those words that were in this, you know, in one of these experiences of woman giving birth, like some, this woman who was helping to give birth kept saying only to the woman giving birth, like, you know what to do, you know. And of course the woman was little freaking out, saying, actually I don't know what to do, you know. And the helper kept saying, like, yes, you know what to do, you know. So is this sense, like if we can actually like make this mantra, you know, I know what to do, even if up here we have no clue what to do, that still will be true. I know what to do. Something in me knows what to do. And that has power. Like, many times we feel like that we see things like the way we see everything else, like that much time spent, that much money I get, right? But in this inner world, what happens is like totally different. Like, 1 second, like one tiny piece of 1 second, like of being in touch with that, is huge, you know, it's so big, like we cannot compare with like equals to that many hours meditating, you know. It doesn't equal to anything, you know. It's just like 1 minute, you know, 1 second of clarity, like erases, like, you know, millions of like this hectares of ignorance, kind of, you know. And in our heads this is impossible to register, right? It feels like if I have like 100 hectares of ignorance, I need at least 100 hours of clarity. And this happens, that doesn't work like that, you know. This, how many millions of hectares of ignorance we have in one piece of second, like, of clarity, that could be illuminated, you know. So it doesn't work the way our head works, you know. So giving space to that, who knows. And that space where that has the ability to erase somehow, to transform. No other force is needed if this real connection is like happened, no other force is needed. And somehow I feel many times like in this womb, when things happen very, very silently, when outwardly it seems like nothing is happening, but inwardly like this new being is somehow growing and like creating itself. In those hours of like silence, but let's say this time where you know the food is in the oven, so we cannot even see the food, but the food is cooking in the oven. So this kind of feeling, you know, it's so obvious that the food is cooking in the oven, but somehow like we would prefer to have this flame and be kind of stirring the food all the time. Like, this is what we like to do, like to feel that the food is being cooked. We like to be there, you know, like stirring it and cutting it and doing all these things. But now what happens is that the food is in the oven, so like, actually, if we try to touch it, would be a very bad idea, you know, because probably our finger will get burned. So just letting it, like, cook, you know. And it feels like the same way that somehow, like, no one knows how, like, from this tiny cell, like, a whole body is created inside us. Like, in the same way, like even though they are trying to figure out, like no one knows how happens that we are here, you know, with that specific shape, you know, like it's just like somehow unthinkable. But of course we try to think about it, but it's like unthinkable. So in the same way, like there are many, many, many things that are happening like secretly, you know. So and many times, like, these silent times where it doesn't look that anything is happening, many things are being integrated. And as we were saying, like, or we said, like, many times, like, sometimes we think we know where we go, like, or we think we know, like, what we are missing, and so what we have to solve, like, which problem in us we have to solve. But actually, so, like, when we are solving that problem that we think we have, then, like, we are very aware of that, and it feels like there are progress, or no progress, or frustration, or whatever. But we are very aware of that specific problem and the state of that. But when things happen like silently in the womb, there is no way to know exactly what is being dissolved, what is being aligned. And there is no way that we can go towards the light, leaving behind one part of us. Like many times we think so, so we come in meditation retreat or to India to let's say, like, very aware of our spiritual life, and we want to somehow, like, develop our spiritual life. And that sounds good and sounds very big, but if this is forgetting any other area of life, then somehow this is like cannot happen, you know. And what happens is like life has so many like areas that, like, I remember many times feeling like as if I was playing this malabars. How you say malabars, no?
Juggling,
you know, the sense of like, yeah, like I think consciously that I'm working or developing or whatever my spiritual life, like opening my heart, let's say, right? But then like there is all these like millions of different things around that are going on in this same very body or being that somehow like they cannot be left behind while my heart is going towards the light, you know? Somehow like, and so of course like, and I see this in many people, like it feels like some of us has this like very, very, let's say, like developed area, you know? And then like there are all these things behind waiting to be listened to, you know, as if those things were not part of life, yeah? So then it feels like, and I see many, like, even, you know, like, many teachers and many people, like, considered really, like, spiritual and all this, like, then you see that part and it makes sense, that area. But then you see the wholeness of that being and it feels like there is a lot being forgotten, like forgotten, you know. That there is a lot missing in that, you know, in that being, you know. Yeah, like this, like little leg can go up and write about this amazing insight, you know. But if life is not integrating that and growing with that, then like, you know, I'm not interested in that, you know, like some people are, but I'm not, you know. So, because it feels like that is our humanity which is meant to be transformed in the sense like to walk into the light. Not my finger, you know. Like not my ear or my leg, you know. It's all like, you know, everything I am works toward that. Otherwise, like, this soul would have chosen another way, you know, not this body, you know, not this human situation, you know. So it's like, so what I mean is like sometimes it takes more time, as if you have, imagine that you are working with 10 kids, like could be a little traumatic, you know, like like if you are working with 10 kids and you are trying to cross a road, like you really have to look behind and to bring all them close to you. And, you know, and, you know, wait for the last one who is there looking some butterfly. And then, you know, like, you come here and the faster one that doesn't go to look the next butterfly. And then, you know, here all together, like, little this, like, chicken with little ones, you know. And then cross the road, kind of, like, something like that, you know. I remember when I was small, like we had to cross this road every day when, like, to go to the beach in the morning every day. And I mean, I'm still really amazed that my mom did this every day, and still we are all alive. Like, and she had to walk and cross that road, which was like really busy road, with four kids. One of those was me, which I promise I don't want to cross that road with myself as a kid. So like, she was like, we had to, and because cars were coming one side and other side, so we had to like look no one here and run to the middle, mm-hmm. wait there. I was totally insane, eh? And then wait for the next one and then run to the end. Yeah, every morning, and still we are alive. Yeah, so I remember she was holding like two hands, two kids in one hand, two kids, but so hard that my hand was like out of blood, you know, like every day. Like I would definitely not move like, but like, you know, and still like one, two, three, yeah, like, but every day, you know. So this sense of like, you know, she would not pass without any of us. And she would not, you know, like, also stop if some of us runs to the car, kind of, you know. So this is my feeling, you know, of the situation we are in. Like, we have, you know, like, even if there is a lot of clarity where we are, like, we are going to cross the road, right? And there is clarity and we are going there, you know. And something is growing, you know. Some of the kids are older, some of the kids are younger. So, like, the tendency would be, like, to be with the older kid and to, so that we can feel, ah, this is good, kind of, like, he is learning, ah, good, 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 you know. Mm-hmm. And give more time to this older kid, you know, ah, okay, good, good, you know. But that doesn't mean anything to me if they are, like, nine more kids waiting to be attended. You know, waiting to be looked at to grow, you know. So, like, what are those kids in us, you know, those areas that somehow, like, we registered in our minds that they are not meant to be in this spiritual realm, you know, that we don't need to bother about them, kind of. They are not important in my spiritual life, you know. Because, like, without them, transformation is not possible. It's just simply, like, it's not possible. Like, we, like, you know, like, we cannot put the head, like, cross the head and then cut our leg in the other side, you know. Like, it's this wholeness that we are asked to, you know, like, to listen to and to, you know, to integrate everything. No matter how high the experience is, how low the experience is, like, to bring it together, like, to bring everything into that knowledge. And that takes time. It's very easy to cut the head and become, like, head is very spiritual, you know? And then forgetting all these other areas. Like, this is one way to go faster, will be, like, forgetting these areas, then you can go fast. Which we really like to run somehow. But it feels to me that this is one of the most time-taking, you know. That which could be a little annoying because we don't always feel like waiting for the last little one who is wandering around, kind of. But without him, like, nothing is possible also. So what is this that we have to carry, that we have to give attention to, that we have to wait for? Just many times it's just waiting for. Okay. Okay. The last one is still looking for the butterfly. Okay. Butterfly will run away. He will come. Then we will move further, you know. So this is what happens in this silent place, you know. Most of the times where it really doesn't feel that anything is happening. Big waves are not there. There is no big sensations or breaking down or happiness. Because we like this, like, I think same. Every day I feel more like that we actually, like, love exactly the same, like, you know, like big happiness or big sadness, like somehow, somewhere, doesn't matter. Like, we like drama somehow, you know. Like, whatever is strong, we like, you know, like this. Like, could be something as simple as, like finding a way in life, like for example, in work, or like how to express yourself in this world, like how to bring your creativity into this world, you know, which it feels like. You know, some people see that as extra, but it feels like very important somehow. In one way or other, it doesn't need to be like special way, you know, but just some way that you really feel that you are bringing yourself into this world, you know. Could be like emotional area, like, or like relationship, but also it doesn't need to look like one specific way. It's not like you have to have some specific thing that somehow society says you have to have, you know, but just like this, yeah, emotional realms, we would say. Like, yeah. Like many things like that, like everything, you know, that which somehow many times it doesn't feel that is part of meditation retreat. And we tend to kind of, I will work with this after. It's not like I can work here with the idea of that. But there is somewhere, like inside, that we can get in touch with that, like give life to that, even if that doesn't have any specific form, you know. Like it's very subtle, kind of, but just bringing this. All the areas we know in our lives that are kind of somewhere back.
And also perhaps things which maybe feel shameful.
Yeah.
Like shadowing and wanting.
Yeah.
Put them in a drawer and
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all these things, you know, like really, really, really important to listen to, like to. Like, really, as your children, you know, like, you don't want any of your children to be left behind, like, for sure, you know, like, any mom would say that, you know, like, you know, any of them, like, and you cannot choose one of them also, you know, but we tend to choose one or two and then, okay, that would be enough, that would make it, you know, but this is what I'm, like, really, like, this mom feeling, that you will really like, you would prefer that to be killed than leaving behind one of them, you know. So this is the feeling, you know, like really like deeply loving everything which is you for, you know, like for whatever reason, you know, known or unknown, like it doesn't matter, you know. But everything that is you, that, yeah.
More about the clarity you're speaking about. for one instant of clarity that wiped away thousands of hectares of ignorance?
That's a question. Yeah, about this clarity, that 1 second of this, like, erases all these hectares of ignorance. Yeah. Because I don't know, like, what else to say, you know, like, it just really, I feel like somewhere or other, like, we all touch, like, some of these places, you know, where somehow it feels like home. You know, it feels like that is the most certain thing you ever experience. So, like, automatically, everything which doesn't need to be doesn't make sense. Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, something like that. Ideas of becoming?
Like becoming or manifestation. And you would say after that it's important also to creativity and to manifest who we are as human beings in this world.
Yeah.
The quality that we have in ourselves. And there is this thin line, I see, between the idea of purpose.
Because it feels like this becoming, I would say, like, for most of us, is in the ideas realm, this becoming, like, because if I want to become means, like, I have an idea of what I want to become. Otherwise, I am where I am, I know, you know, like, I need an idea of where to go if I want to become something. So this many, like, almost always, like, comes from the idea of what I want to become, what I think that I have to become, what they told me that I have to become, like, all this on and on. But then there is this reality which is, like, somehow, like, we are human beings. And it feels to me that this, like, it feels important to me, like, to really listen this totality of the human, of this being human being, you know. Like, it feels to me that doesn't count to, you know, to separate, to choose, you know. Okay, human being, okay, I'm going to take this, which is nice, I'm going to take this out, which is not, which I don't like, and this is, you know, my, how I want to be. But there is, you know, this sense of what means to be human being, like, fully, like, without leaving anything behind, you know. And this human being, one thing is full of creativity. Full. Like, it's almost, sometimes I would say, like, human being creativity, like, it's, you know. This is, like, also most distinct Like the most huge difference between us and the animals is our freedom, you know. We are free, you know. We are creative, in other words. So it seems like it's not this creativity is not only limited to the idea of what we want to become or what we want to express or how we want to express ourselves, but something which is like as vital as somehow is so together with us as it is like our blood and our skin, kind of. So it's very, so sometimes we call it the same name, but it's very, very different, you know, like this. Yeah, this is what you were. Yeah? Yeah. Wanting to become comes, like, in general, we would say, like, comes more from an idea. And creativity is something that, like, you know, we are made for, like, it's totally part of our humanity, you know, like, totally part of that. And somehow, like, if we leave this behind, like, we are living, you know, like, we are dead, kind of, you know, we are dead, you know. So this is... How can we? But it feels like we are trying hard to leave it behind. Otherwise, you know, we would not have any problem somehow. Like, we try hard to push this behind and to move, like, from this place where we think... where we think we, like, know where we are going. Like, through pushing, not through creativity, but through... effort, let's say, through a limited place, you know, somehow. So we are not, most of the times we are not moving, let's say using, or from this, like using the totality of our creativity, like the full potential of who we are, you know. What do I mean by creativity? Like not an idea? Like something very, like, it's just like, it feels to me like putting words, it feels little like, an adventure. So it's like very, very fluid. Alive. That doesn't really... it's not really made by our hands, let's say, like, it's as if, like, it comes from here, but it's plugged somewhere behind, this kind of feeling, you know. It's plugged to this some other source, but it's plugged there, but then, you know, like, these hands are moving, you know, are these hands who are moving, this body who is moving, but connected, you know. Yeah. Like nothing can happen without creativity. And yeah, but it feels like human being. You know, this is, you know, my experience is that human being is creating. Also, you know, like something like specially creating also with this source, you know. Let's say like more than a cat. More than a cat or a dog. You know? Like, just to make little, you know? Because there is the freedom, yeah. And that makes like a huge difference. Yeah, the freedom to become yourself, you know, which no one else, as far as I know, has, other than the human beings, you know. So we can live small, or we can hear the cry for this fulfilling this potential fully. Like we have this option, you know, to live half, to live small, like this, you know, or, you know, to fulfill our full potential. Something like that. And then how it looks, like there is no way to say, you know, because that's why it's creative, you know. So maybe if we just stay quiet for a while.